我们先有点祷告。
We'll first have a word of prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving.
你借着你儿子所成就的救赎，实在是奇妙的救赎。
What you have done through your Son is truly amazing.
我们赞美。
We thank you.
我们接受了这样的救恩。
We accepted this salvation.
我们得到了这样的好处。
We accepted this good.
我们不得不敬拜。
We cannot but praise you.
我们从心里深处把感谢赞美归给你。
From the depths of our heart, we give you our thanksgiving and praise.
今天在这样的机会中，你召聚我们聚在你面前。
Today with this opportunity, you gather us together.
求你为着你所召聚的每一位，你赐下从宝座来的话。
For those who you have gathered, please give your word from up above.
因为你是那位创造我们的主。
For you are our creator.
你是鉴察人心的主。
You're the one who searches our hearts.
你知道我们每一个人的光景。
You know what each one truly is.
你知道每一颗心的需要。
You know what each of our hearts truly need.
你知道怎样叫我们的心被触摸、被感动。
You know what touches and changes our hearts.
你知道怎样叫我们能够接受神儿子的信心成为我们的信心。
You know what causes us to take the faith of our God and become our own faith.
我们只有把说的、翻译的、听的都无依无靠的交托在你手中。
We place the speaker, the translator, and those who are listening into your hands.
你是那位说话的主。
For you are the God who talks.
离了你就不能做什么。
Without you, we cannot do anything.
愿主施恩给每一位来到你面前。
Lord, give grace to everyone who comes before you.
没有一个是空空的回去。
Let no one go home empty-handed.
没有一个是你没有赐下话语给他们。
Let no one go home without word from you.
因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
For your word is spirit and it is life.
当我们谦卑在你面前的时候，
When we humble before you,
你要因着你的话使我们一生得益处。
Through your word, you want to give us life.
你要因着你的话使我们得生命。
You want to give us life for our life.
因着你的话使我们得力量。
You want to give us strength through your word.
因着你的话使我们得盼望。
And through your word, you want to give us hope.
谢谢你那格外的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
谢谢你借着爱子耶稣基督所做成的工作。
Thank you for the work that your son did.
赞美感谢再归给你。
Again, praise and thanksgiving to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我想先请问一下哈。
I want to ask first,
有没有谁是第一次参加我们的波比聚会，就刚才那一段聚会。
Are there any of us here who have the first time done communion, bread and cup?
如果有的话可不可以举个手。
If you did, can you raise your hand?
好，请放下，我知道。
Okay, you can put it down. Thank you.
啊，我想为着你们，可能还有一些别人啊，不是这么清楚，我们可以稍微了解一下。
I think for those who are new and also some of those us who don't understand it as fully, we can understand it a little more.
在刚才的这个波饼当中，有一个杯，有一个饼。
For the communion that we just had, there was bread and there was a cup.
那这个杯是代表耶稣基督的宝血。
So the cup or the wine represents our Lord Jesus' blood.
那个饼呢是代表他的身体。
And the bread represents his body.
那这个血跟身体分开是什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of the blood and the bread separated?
血跟身体分开就是死。
And so the blood and the body separated is death.
但是耶稣基督不停在死这个阶段。
But Jesus didn't stop at death.
耶稣基督三天又复活了。
In 3 days, Jesus rose again from the grave.
而且借着他死而复活，他所带来的那个生命的强大的工作。
And through resurrection, Jesus brought that power of life.
是我们从来没想过的。
This life that we don't have not thought of before.
所以我今天给大家六个字。
So today I'm giving everyone six phrases.
啊, 这六个字哈, 如果你什么都忘记, 六个字,
So from these six phrases, if you don't remember anything else, remember these six phrases.
啊, 这六个字第一个字就是血,
so the first one is blood.
第二个字是肉,
the second one is
就身体,
flesh or body.
第三个字是死,
the third one is death.
第四个是火, 就是复活,
the third one is life or resurrection.
第五个字是分散的散,
the fifth one is to scatter.
第六个字是聚,
the sixth one is to gather again.
哦, 主若愿意, 我们希望对这六个字有一点分享。
So Lord willing, we can be able to share about these six phrases.
昨天我在报纸上看了一个新闻。
So yesterday I saw in the newspaper.
那个新闻呢, 是台湾的几个很有名的医生。
So the newspaper were talking about some famous physicians in China,
他们,
in Taiwan.
他们不只是医生, 其中有两个呢, 当过台湾的卫生署的署长, 也就 health secretary.
So among the physicians, two of them actually used to be the health secretaries.
他们谈什么话题呢?
So what did they talk about?
他们谈一个话题是死, 它叫死的课题。
So the topic they talked about was death, or the topic of death.
如果你看昨天的这个世界日报，你就看得到。
So if you saw the daily newspaper yesterday, you'll see that.
那他们说什么呢?
So what did they say?
他们说等我身体这个不行的时候，譬如说我现在已经到了要进医院，在人生的最后这一段的时候。
So they said that when their body is at its limit and you know, you're becoming old and you have to go to the hospital.
他们已经好像，他现在公开宣布了，他说也可以说是他们写出来一个这样的记录。
So they announced this and they wrote it down, so it's written and documented.
他说不要做气切，就是不要做因为呼吸的缘故做一个气管的那个切管。
Yeah, they said don't do a tracheostomy.
不要插管，就不要供应。
Like don't insert the tubes for breathing.
他说呢，然后呢，如果去世了呢，不要办安息聚会。
And they said if you pass away,
安息聚会就是那个 funeral.
Don't do a funeral. Don't do a funeral ceremony.
那他说呢，骨灰呢烧一烧。
They said if you just cremate the remains.
然后烧完了之后呢。 大部分把它丢到太平洋去,
and if you throw them,
大部分把它丢在喂猪喂，就是当饲料，跟那个就是那种动物吃的东西，然后饲料把它给吃掉。
If you throw the majority of it into like products that are for cattle feed,
那剩下一小部分呢，太平洋丢一点。
And you throw the rest, a little bit of it, into the river.
然后台湾的他们认为比较，就说比较他们觉得有意义的山呢，咱们撒一撒。
Mountain. So this mountain in Taiwan that has meaning.
他为什么要这样讲呢？
So why talk like this?
因为当中有两个是那个卫生署的署长。
It's because two of them used to be secretaries.
他们说哈，因为我们当过这个职位做这种事啊，我们知道台湾的健康保险哈快要垮了。They
said because we used to be health secretary, so we know that the health of Taiwan is failing.
不要浪费医疗资源。So
don't waste medical products.
反正救不活了。
because you can't save them anyway.
多拖就几天的时间。
You'll just live a couple more days.
他说就这样子，他说潇洒走一回，因为很酷，我觉得。他的医生就这样潇洒走一回。
So the doctor said just end life like this.
不知道你大家听了这个，你觉得怎样？
So I don't know when everyone hears this, what they think.
如果这是你的医生的话，你的医生的。 就说最后是这样的一个情况，你觉得这医生有什么意义？
If your doctor talked like this and said this is the end, what do you think the meaning of this would be?
所以这个是公开的，大家看得到。
This was said in public.
所以对我们来讲的话，
So for us, many of us, when we think of life and the end of life, this is how it is. So our life seems sometimes to be like animals. Sometimes animals like that.
Yeah, it's not better than.
Oh, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's worse than animals. So this is how many people perceive this.
许多人他所感受的生命的意义就是这样。
The meaning of life is this is how many people perceive it.
但是为什么我们在这里要擘饼呢？
But why are here do we have communion?
为什么我们在这里又要祷告又要唱诗呢？
Why are here do we pray and also sing hymns?
它是一个宗教仪式嘛。
Is this something that we have to do as a religion?
那为什么这个宗教仪式又会，如果它是个宗教仪式，为什么又每次又不太一样呢？
If this is part of what's religion, then why is this some? Why does it seem different?
其实这不是宗教仪式。
To say the truth, this is not merely religious.
这个桌子、这个饼、这个杯，是宣告一个事实。
This table, this cup, this bread. Proclaims the truth.
这个事实呢, 是宇宙的事实。
This truth is the truth of the universe.
这个事实呢, 可能是, 可以说是人类历史以来最中心性的, 最重要的事实。
This is a truth that in history and in the universe is one of the most important truths.
这个事实就是创造宇宙万物的神, 创造万有的神, 把他的儿子派下来。
This truth is that the creator of the entire universe decided to send his son down.
然后呢, 又使他被挂在十字架上,
and caused him to be nailed to the cross.
然后, 这在十字架上流了血, 身体裂开,
and on the cross, he shed his blood.
那流血有什么意义?
What's the meaning of losing blood?
你知道如果从 我们现在医学的情况来讲，如果你要查一个人的病，应该什么？应该验血。
So nowadays for medicine, if we want to know what somebody has, we need his blood.
圣经是明明的讲，圣经说活物的生命在血里面。
The Bible clearly says that life is in the blood.
所以这个流血就是关于生命的事情。
So the shedding of blood has to do with life.
那其实为什么要流血？
So why does blood need to be shed?
圣经有这么一句话说, 若不流血, 罪不得赦免。
So the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
所以这个流血呢, 是跟罪有关系。
So the shedding of blood has to do with sin.
那这个流血呢, 是为了赦免, 是为了拯救我们这些犯罪的人。
And the shedding of blood is to forgive us who have sinned.
那我们这个人，如果我们去流血的话，我们是不能救自己的。
For us as people, if we shed or lose our blood, we can't save any ourselves.
但神把他的儿子派下来。But
God sent His Son down.
他为我们流血。And
He shed His blood for us.
那这个流血呢，叫我们罪可以得赦免。And
the shedding of blood is so that our sins can be forgiven.
他不但流血，他的身体为我们裂开。
He not only shed blood, but he also broke his body for us.
身体是为了做什么?
What's a body for?
按照创造者的心意,
according to the Creator,
按照创造者的心意, 身体是为着神的旨意来, 就是为着遵循神的旨意。
According to the intent of the Creator, our body is made so that we can obey God's will.
也就是我们的身体是有它特殊的功用和意义的。
So our body has a specific purpose and purpose for it.
我们的身体不是为着游玩，不是为着这些娱乐。
Our body is not created just to enjoy life and just to play.
我们的身体不但是叫我们得益处，也应该是叫别人得益处。
Our body is created so that not only is it for good for us, but that we can cause good for others.
所以身体是有意义的。
So the body has a purpose.
但是 自从罪的能力、罪的权势进到人里面之后，
ever since sin entered into us,
就常常显出没有意义。
So the body often appears as if it has no purpose.
甚至我们觉得我们的身体跟动物的身体没什么两样。
And so leads us to say there's nothing different between our bodies and the bodies of animals.
所以我们的生活跟动物的生活没什么两样。
So our life and the life of animals aren't much different.
所以我们思想我们自己就从动物来思想自己。
So when we think of ourselves, we start from animals and think of ourselves.
所以常常发生一件事情。不是动物学我们，我们还要学动物。
So what often happens is not animals don't learn from us, but we learn from animals.
所以有很多就从动物里面学东西。
So we learn things from animals.
而且什么，还会敬拜动物。
And we worship animals.
所以这是一个很奇怪的事情。
So this is a very curious thing.
但是主耶稣来，他身体为我们裂开。
But when Jesus came, he broke his body for us.
他身体为我们裂开。他不但是叫我们能够灵魂得救
He not only broke his body so that our spirit can be saved
他也要叫我们这一个人成为一个有功用的人
But he also wants to make us into people who can be used
这个有功用就是以后我们在得救以后这个身体应该是不但是自己有益处对别人也有益处
So after we are saved this body should not be only be useful for us but also be useful for others
那这个饼和杯也说明主耶稣为我们钉十字架，死他为我们死。
So this bread and cup also tells us of what Jesus did that he died.
为什么会有死
？Why is there death？
为什么人生了还要死
？Why when people are born do they have to die？
圣经很清楚地告诉我们
The Bible tells us clearly.
罪既长成就生出死。
When sin is born, it eventually causes death.
也就是死是因为罪来的。
In other words, death is because of sin.
所以这个死呢是罪的结果。
So death is the end result of sin.
那主耶稣的死呢不是他犯罪的死。
So Jesus' death was not due to his sin.
主耶稣的死是为了要救我们的死，他没有罪。
Jesus' death was to save us and our sin. He did not sin.
在他身上是没有罪。
In his life, there was no sin.
你在他身上也找不出罪。
In his life, you can't find any sin.
他在被钉十字架之前，那些犹太人按照律法，按照他们可以检查他的方式，用任何的方式检查，查不出罪出来。
So before he died on the cross, the Jewish leaders of that time, they had their law and they used every means to find a way to accuse him of sin, but they could not.
就是判定他，把他交给犹太人的比拉多，也找不出罪出来。
So even the one who handed him over to be killed, Pilate, he could not find anything.
所以他的死不同于一般的死。
So his death was not an ordinary death.
他的死是为了救我们赎罪的死。
His death was a death to save us, sacrificial death.
是代替我们。
A replacement for us.
也把我们这一个必须要死的人带到死的地步。
And so he was the one who brought us who deserved to die to death.
那他的复活。
And then his resurrection.
刚才我们有弟兄祷告说。
So there was a brother who prayed earlier and said,
他的复活主要是死亡是控制不了他。
Jesus' death could not hold him.
他的复活表示罪的能力在他身上也控制不了他。
His resurrection meant that death could not control him.
所以他复活。
So he rose again. He resurrected again.
那所以这里说明是他死，他是复活。
So here it represents that he died and he rose again.
这个饼和这个杯不但说他死，他复活。
Not only does this bread and cup talk about his death and resurrection,
这个饼也说明所有被他拯救回来的能够归聚在一起。
This body and blood tell us that all of us can together again be gathered together.
你知道我们这个人没什么本事。
So for us, there's nothing good about us.
我们有本事就是伤害别人。
The only ability we have is to harm others.
我们没有办法。把人召聚在神面前。
We really can't gather everyone together in one under God.
我们不要说召聚到神面前，连我们要维持一个好朋友的关系都是非常困难的。
not only talking about gathering for God for any purpose, just becoming friends is very difficult.
你会常常听到许多人讲说，那伤害我的就是跟我最靠近的人。You
often hear those who hurt me the most were the ones who were closest to me.
伤我最深的就是最了解我的人。Those
who hurt me the deepest were the ones who understood me the most.
叫我的心淌血的，就是那个跟我沟通最深刻的人。The
one that caused my heart to bleed the most was the one who was closest to me.
所以我们这个人身上有一个离散的能力。So
in our lives, there is this scattering.
所以我们希望是把人，我们是能够招聚在一起。We
long to gather people together.
这是我们的希望。This
is our desire.
可是我们的 表现或者我们的生活呢，所产生的结果常常都是什么？离散。But
our appearance and how we live our lives often is exactly what scatters them.
但是主耶稣做了一件人做不到的事情。But
Jesus did something that men could not do.
人说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。Human
said, crucify him.
也就是人是拒绝他。So
people rejected him.
人彻底的拒绝他。People
clearly completely rejected Jesus.
因为他说他是神的儿子。Because
he said he is God's son.
定他十字架。So
crucify him.
人拒绝他。People
rejected him.
人要与他分开。People
wanted to be separated from him.
他果然也被定了十字架。And
then he was crucified.
但是他也死了。But
and then he died.
3天后复活。And
then after 3 days he rose again.
产生了人所想象不到的收据能力,
and did a work of gathering that no one can imagine.
所以他不但是死而复活的主,
so not only is he a God of resurrection,
他也是将一切的所有收据在宝座前收据在神面前的那位救主。
He is also a God that gathers everyone before the throne of God.
所以这里有一个能力在当中。
So there is a power here.
所以这个饼是见证,
So this bread and cup represent that we are all gathered together under him.
如果我们要把我们天然的那个情况，或者说是没有信主的情况，通通摆在一起，
if we want to put our lives before we were saved before him,
我们是不可能在一起。
We can't be together.
是没有机会在一起。
There's no opportunity for us to be together.
是想都不会想在一起。
It's something that we can't even think of.
不会有这种想法。
There's no way we can have this sort of thought.
但是耶稣基督的拯救,
but what Jesus did,
不但他是拯救,
not only did he save our ideas, or,
他有一个强大的大能,
but he has extraordinary power.
里面是一个新造的生命,
and inside there is a new life.
这个生命和这个能力就把我们收聚在一起。
So this life and this power have gathered us together.
一面收聚在耶稣基督的名下,
and on one hand, we are gathered together under Jesus' name.
一面把我们收聚在一个地方,
on the other hand, we are gathered together in one location.
其实这个不是只是一个地方,
so this is not just a location.
因为这个饼所代表是所有信耶稣的人,
because what this represents is all believers.
所以只要是信耶稣, 你就会发现, 一讲到耶稣, 我们里面就充满了这个生命的感动。
So if we are all believers, then we will sense that presence of life.
所以这有个收据的能力。
So this has the power of gathering.
这个收据的能力使得我们这个人变成有用的人。
So this power of gathering allows us to become people that can be used.
在今天是有用的人。
People that have can be useful nowadays.
面对未来是有盼望的人。
And for the future, people of hope.
而且今天是活在盼望当中。
And today we are living today in hope.
今天我们跟人的互动是因为有一个盼望在那里。
The reason why we have this interaction is because of a hope in the future.
但这个盼望不是虚的。
But this hope is not futile.
这个盼望的里面是生命，是新造的生命。
This hope is seen in our life that is inside of us.
这盼望的里面有复活的大能。
In our inward hope, there is a power of resurrection.
这盼望里面, 这个复活大能是可以吞灭死亡的。
And this resurrection of hope in us has the power to conquer sin.
所以每一次来拨这个饼,
so every time we come to break the bread,
每一次来喝这个杯,
every time we come to drink,
好像都进入一个新鲜的认识。
It's like we have a new understanding.
这个饼, 这个杯不是个仪式。
This bread and the cup is not a mystery.
它不是做个样子给别人看看。
This is not just something that we that's for appearance.
你要知道你来喝这个饼, 吃这个饼啊, 喝这个杯,
so when we eat and drink this bread and cup,
任何人要吃这个饼, 喝这杯, 他必须是信耶稣的人。
Anyone who must eat and drink this bread and cup must be a believer.
但是如果他又犯罪了,
again, if he does sin again,
他又得罪神, 他沾染污秽,
then he has sinned against God and he is
他应该在来吃这饼喝这杯之前, 先在主面前认罪悔改。
So before he again comes and has communion, he should repent before God.
先把这个罪污秽解决掉。
To take to deal with this sin and this wretchedness.
如果他不愿意解决,
if he does not want to deal with it,
那就变吃喝自己的罪。
Then he is eating and drinking his own sin.
因为他不是靠着神儿子的血来得洁净的。
Because he is not depending on God for his purification.
所以这是一件宝贵的事情。
So this is a precious thing.
所以这个饼这个杯是把我们的心把我们人转向耶稣自己。
So this bread and cup is supposed to take our hearts and turn it toward God.
叫我们看见的不是一个外面的东西。
So that what we see is not mere outward things.
所以我们看见耶稣基督，看见神的儿子。
So that we see God and see Jesus.
叫我们的心归向他。
So that our hearts will be pointed toward God.
叫我们全人依靠他。
So that our entire being can worship Him.
好，我下面再请大家读一段圣经。
So now I'm going to ask everyone to read passage of scripture.
罗马书第一章。
So Romans chapter 1.
我们读第一节一直到第五节好了，好吧？
So we'll read from verse 1 to verse 5.
第一节。
So verse 1.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。Paul,
a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God.
这福音是神从前借众先知
which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
论到他儿子,我主耶稣基督,按肉体说,是从大卫后裔生的。
Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh.
按着圣善的灵说,因从死里复活,以大能显明是神的儿子。
And declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
我们从他受了恩惠,并使徒的职分,在万国中叫人为他的名,信服真道。By
whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name.
这个信服真道呢,就是听从信心。
So this obedience to the faith is listening to the faith.
在这一卷书里面讲到这个信心，有一个信心叫做神儿子的信心。
In Romans, there is a phrase that says, "The faith of our Lord Jesus."
就是这里这段话是叫我们听从神儿子的信心，接受他的信心，成为我们的信心。
So this passage tells us to listen to the faith of God's Son Jesus and to obey it.
这福音第二节，这福音是从前是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。In
verse 2 it says, this gospel he has promised beforehand by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
所以这个福音呢，这神的救恩呢，是神老早在
So what God did in order to save us has already long been seen beforehand in the Old Testament.
第三节说, 论到他儿子, 我主耶稣基督按肉体说, 是从大卫的后裔生的。
So in verse 3 it says about his son Jesus, who according to the flesh was the son of David.
所以第二节第三节说, 神不但是应许, 神在历史中找到了适合的器。
So not only in for verse 2 and 3, it says not only did God already predestine us, but he also found a suitable person to be.
借着这适合的器皿,
so from the suitable vessel that God allowed Jesus to be born from Mary.
他一面是从童女玛利亚生,他一面他又是大卫的后裔。
So on the one hand, he was born of the Virgin Mary, but on the other hand, he was the son of David.
也就是神在预备这个救恩的时候，他在人类历史当中，他要找到愿意听神话的人。
So in other words, when he was preparing this good news, he was preparing someone who can present his good news.
他不但找到听神话的人，而且能够让神愿意神在他身上生命中做工来建立他，使得他能够逐步逐步的。
So not only was he looking for someone who would listen to his word, but also someone who would be able to carry this faith on until Jesus came.
所以这一个耶稣基督的降生不是偶然的。
So the birth of Jesus was not ordinary.
所以刚才我们看到这个饼和这个杯也不是偶然的。
So this bread and cup was also not an accident.
所以它代表 耶稣基督需要为我们舍命。
So it represents that Jesus has to die for us.
他为我们舍命，就是他成为神的羔羊， 他要为我们的罪能够成为那个挽回祭。
So he died for us, he became our sacrifice.
神要使他的儿子成为拯救我们的那个挽回祭， 他需要不但是先预言， 而且他要在人类历史中找到适合的器皿把他带进来。
So not only in order for Jesus to become a sacrifice, not only did God have to find someone in the past who would listen to him, but also someone who can be able to cause Jesus to come. So this gospel is not something that is made up.
所以你说如果有机会从圣经从创世纪一直慢慢读读读读读读下来，你就会发现神的预言是一再一再一再一再的发生。
So if you have the time to read from Genesis all the way down, you'll see that this has already been long planned out by God.
然后呢，他的预言就完全应验在耶稣基督的身上。
And this prophecy, this prediction is completely fulfilled in Jesus.
所以这后面有多大的能力，你知道吗？
So do you know how much power there is behind this?
你知道，如果像我们来讲哈，我们常说哦，我们预言什么？我们常预言是不成就的，对不对？
So for us, when we predict something, usually it can't be fulfilled. It doesn't happen.
或者说，我们常说我们希望怎样？我们的希望常常是不实现。
Or instead of prediction, we often say, "I wish for something to happen," but that wish often doesn't happen either.
但神预备耶稣基督做我们的救恩呢，是不但是。 具体的成就,
so, but not only did God say that Jesus will come and the prediction occurred, but it also occurred exactly in the right moment.
所以是你稍微思想一下，你是后面有一个很强大的，完全超过你能想象的主宰的权柄。
So behind all this, there is this great power that we can't imagine that has the ability to do this.
它不但主宰了许多的事物，它主宰了人类的历史。
He not only is in control of events, but he's also in control of history.
他主宰你看得见的,
he is in control of what you can see, and he is also in control of what you can't.
所以信耶稣,
so belief in Jesus is not something that you could refer to in the same way as worship of other gods.
Worship idol.
Or worship of idols.
所以那些的偶像是没有这样的能力的。
So these other idols do not have this ability.
我知道很多人把信耶稣好像当作是其中一个宗教。
So many people treat belief in Christ, Christianity, as just another religion.
但创造宇宙万物的创造者只有一位。
But there is only one creator of the universe.
其他所有都是被造的。
Everything else is things that were created.
创造跟被造有多大的差距，有多大的这个鸿沟。
There's such a distance and such a difference between the creator and the created.
这是难以估计的。
This is something that can't be made up.
所以他按着应许来。
And so he came through prediction and promise.
他在人类的历史中就真正的做每一件事情。
So in history, he really did one thing.
然后时间到的时候，神的儿子不但降生，而且呢，神的儿子按照所应许的，为我们的罪被挂在十字架上。
And at the point of time, Jesus came. Not only did he came, but he also died on the cross for us.
这里光应许到成就，至少从圣经看哈，至少超过2000年以上的时间。
So from the prediction to when it occurred was more than 2,000 years.
但是圣经告诉我们，神的儿子被杀的羔羊，他神预定他是在创造世界以前就预定了。
But the Bible said that actually when God was deciding for this to happen, He already decided before the earth was created.
所以神是创造人的时候，在创造人之前已经预先知道人会发生什么事情。
So even before he created humans, he already knew what would happen.
所以今天在座的每一位，你要知道，神都知道你们。
So everyone who is sitting here, you must know that God knows you.
你可能不太知道他。
You might not know him very well.
但是你如果愿意静下来想想，你这一生，不管你现在几岁，从你明白事情到现在，你会发现神知道你。
But if you want to take some time to think about it, you and examine your own life, you will know that God has known you from the beginning.
因为神给我们年日的目的做什么？
Because why did God give us time?
神给我们时间的目的做什么？
Why did God give us time?
神给我们在这里生活做什么？
Why did God give us life here?
神给我们经历那件事情做什么？
Why did God let us experience this and that?
神让我们顺利的时候做什么？
Why did God allow us success?
或者神让我们遇到很特别困难的时候做什么？
And what did God allow us to go through hard times for?
其实重要的神的目的就是要会寻求神。
And the purpose of God through all this is so that you can seek Him.
要认识他。
That you can understand God.
而且他就在我们的身边。
And that God is in our lives.
你今天只要愿意呼求他，他就在你身边。
If today you are willing to call out to him, he is in your life.
他不是在很远的地方。
He is not very far away.
所以神是按应许来成就这件事情。
And so through a promise, God fulfilled.
今天对于来到这里的每一位，是神给你预备一个特殊遇见你的机会。
For those who are here, God has prepared this time to be a special time where you can personally meet him.
然后第四节说，按着圣善的灵，因从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
And verse 4 it says, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
他不但死而复活。
So not only did he resurrect or rise from the dead,
他是按照圣灵使他死而复活。
It was through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit that he rose from the dead.
所以今天我们愿意信主的人，
So for us who are willing to believe today,
神不但让圣灵是在耶稣基督身上，
Not only was the Holy Spirit in the life of Christ, in the life of Jesus,
神也让他的圣灵在信的人身上。
But the life of the Holy Spirit is also in the lives of those who believe in him.
神的圣灵在信人身上有什么特别呢？
So what is peculiar or what is special about the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers?
他不是光让你觉得舒服而已。
It's not just something that allows you to feel comfortable.
因为耶稣基督死而复活。
Because Jesus rose from the dead.
所以所有信耶稣的人都要经历这个复活。
So every believer, those who believe in Jesus, have to experience this same resurrection from the dead.
所以有一个复活的大能在你身上。
So this power of resurrection of life is in us.
这个复活大能在你身上。反正你愿意相信耶稣基督，复活大能就在你身上。
When you believe in Jesus, when you decide to believe in Him, this power of resurrection of life is in us.
Even though
you might not understand what resurrection would mean for you.
Even though
you might not explain how resurrection works.
但是你放心,
but rest assured,
神是全能的神,
God is a God of power.
神既然有能力在历史, 在所有一切受造当中显出他的作为,
since he has this ability, this power to be able to show his might through history,
他给我们预备这么一个特别的救恩,
he prepared such a great salvation for us.
他要使我们经历跟明白复活,
so for him to cause us to understand what resurrection, what this power is not a difficult thing.
问题是, 你接受不接受他?
The question is, are you willing to accept it?
问题是,你要不要让这复活的能力在你里面?
The question is, are you going to allow this power of resurrection to be in your life?
他不但愿意赦免我们的罪,
not only is he willing to forgive us,
那罪人是没有平安,
so us who sin, there is no peace.
恶人没有平安,
there is no peace for those who are evil.
罪人没有平安,
there is no peace for those who are sinners.
也说我不觉得我是罪人。
Some of us might say, I don't think I'm a sinner.
没有关系。
That's okay.
你现在不觉得你是罪人,没有关系。
Right now, if you don't think you're a sinner, that's okay.
但是你只要愿意接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主。
If you're willing to accept Jesus as your Savior,
他会帮助你。
He will help you.
你是不是罪人? 你会后来会知道。
He will help you to understand that you are a sinner.
你后来会知道。
So later you will understand.
啊, 你今天不一定要马上成,马上就,
you might not understand fully today.
但是有他复活的能力在你身上,
but with his resurrection and his power of resurrection in us,
他同时把平安放在你身上,
so he will place peace on you as well.
这个平安是胜过环境的平安。
This peace is a peace that that passes all understanding.
这个平安是胜过死亡的平安。
This is a peace that can overcome even death.
不晓得诸位朋友, 你碰到死亡什么感觉?
I don't know, for those of you among here, what is your thought when you think of death?
我没有碰到的时候我是没感觉。
When I haven't met death, I don't think about it.
但是有一次我的感觉就很深刻。
But once my feeling was there, I had this very deep feeling.
那时候我大学刚毕业,
so I just graduated from college.
那我也刚刚考上研究所,
and I just got into graduate school.
我正想回家去休息休息,
so I wanted to go home to rest a while.
没想到我一回到家呢, 就有一封信寄到我家去了。
But suddenly when I went home to rest, there was this letter that was mailed to my house.
那封信呢, 就告诉我说, 我高中最要好的同学去世了。
So this letter said, my best friend in high school passed away.
如果我没有回到我高中所在的地方,
if I didn't return to my home, which is near my high school,
我也许可能就不会回应这件事情。
I might have never heard of this.
我这时间就来得恰到好处。
This timing was just perfect.
我正好回来休息放松一下。
I just had come home just to rest.
就没想到, 哎呀, 我同学, 最好的同学, 去世了。
And then suddenly I found out that my best friend had died.
我心里没有什么选择, 我只好去他家看他。
So I didn't have any choice. I had to go into his home to see his family.
当然看不到他, 看到他父亲。
Of course not him, but his father.
哇, 他父亲真是痛苦。
His father was very much in agony.
我也很难过。
I was very sad.
但是一点都不能做什么。
There's nothing I could do.
我不知道我有什么话可以安慰他。
I didn't know of any words to comfort him. I could only sit there and cry with him. There wasn't any words that could help
him.
He was just 20.
大学刚刚毕业,
just graduated from college.
他又是成绩特别好,
and he had very good grades and he was about to go overseas.
但就在那个时候,
but right there, his life passed away.
然后后来就是要安葬。
And later was the was the wake.
我在他家感觉还没那么深刻。
So I had this very strong feeling in when I was there.
我到了殡仪馆，我就发现我全身都不对。
When I went to the morgue, my whole body felt different.
我当时不会解释。
Of course, I couldn't explain it at the time. I just felt something was wrong with my entire body. To say it more bluntly, I was afraid. I wasn't sure what I was afraid of, but I was afraid. This fear that I did not understand.
所以呢, 我在那个,反正在那个追思会里面哈, 大概一个小时多吧, 哇,我就全身都不自在,哎呀,这是很难过。
So in this in the ceremony in the wake the funeral my whole body I couldn't understand it.
我发现这个时候难过还不是说我难过我失去一个同学。
And I found out that this sadness wasn't just that I lost a friend.
我发现我在怕一个我不知道怕的东西。
But I found out that I was fearing something that I did not know.
所以我想你没有经历这个你可能不知道我在讲什么。
I think if you have not experienced this, you won't know what I'm talking about.
但实在是经历过这个情形。
But truly, it was something scary.
所以事实上来讲的话，那一次之后哈，叫我去殡仪馆，我是很不想去。
So to say the truth, after that, I really did not want to attend any funerals.
因为那个是一个叫人不舒服的地方。
Because those morgues were a place where I was not comfortable.
但是没有想到过了多年之后,
but I did not realize, but after a few years,
我信耶稣了。
I believed in Jesus.
而且不但信耶稣, 而且有一个想认识耶稣多一点的这个心愿。
But also, not only believed in Jesus, but also had a heart that wanted to know more.
那时候我们一群有大概十几位, 星期六早上7点钟就聚在一个弟兄家。
So there are about 7 of us who every day would meet at 7. There are 10 of us who meet at 7.
我们有一点追求, 然后吃早餐。
And would pursue God for a while and then have breakfast.
结果那一次呢, 吃早餐的时候, 那个弟兄就问说, 你有没有事啊? 你有没有事啊? 你有没有事啊?
So one day when we were eating breakfast, one brother was like, Do you have time? Do you have anything going on?
没有事。
And he was like, we don't have anything going on.
哦，那太好了。 等一下我有个安息聚会, 你们通通去参加吧。
And that's wonderful. So later we're going to have a funeral ceremony, so please come.
他如果先讲说要安息聚会，我可能说就我有事了。
If he first said that was a funeral, I would not have gone.
因为我心里实在不想去。
Because in my heart, I really didn't want to go.
因为我同学那个事让我印象很深刻。
Because my high school classmate, that experience was very strong in my mind.
但这一次呢，是先讲没事，然后他才说有这个安息聚会。
But this time, I already said I didn't have anything going on.
所以别无选择，只好去。
I had no choice. I had to go.
你知道我去的时候，我还在想说，我还在回想那个时候的那个经验。
So when I went, I was thinking about that past experience that I had.
哎，结果我果然去了。
So and then I went.
但去了之后呢，我有一个全新的感受。
So but when I went, I had this completely new feeling.
在整个安息聚会的过程中呢。
So throughout the course of this ceremony,
我不再感觉有任何一点的害怕,
I didn't feel any fear.
不但没有任何一点害怕, 还有点喜乐。
Not only did I not fear, have any fear, but I also had some joy.
你知道我在那里想什么? 我说, 我是在幸灾乐祸。
What I was thinking was, is there something wrong with me?
人家明明去世了, 尸体就在那里。 我怎么那么喜乐呢?
Someone already passed away, his body's right there, why am I so happy?
我不敢讲，但是我就真的是这样，我觉得那个整个的过程，我一点都没有害怕。
I couldn't say it out loud, but throughout the entire experience, I didn't have any fear.
而且整个过程让你觉得都是光明的。
Throughout this entire experience, I felt like glowing.
没有任何的压力。
There was no pressure. There was no burden.
然后呢，我说，你要不要去山上啊？
So afterwards, someone said, "Do you want to go with us to the mountain?"
那个时候我已经没办法，就只好跟着去山上。
So I had no choice again, so I went with them to the mountain.
因为那时候没开车，就只好跟着去了。
Because I had no right, I had to go.
那我说我第一次亲眼看见怎样把一个去世的人埋下去。
So that was the first time I saw how one buried a body.
不止在殡仪馆没有任何的害怕。
Not only did I have absolutely no fear,
到了山上, 整个经过的过程, 充满了喜乐。
When I was at the cemetery, throughout the entire experience I had, I was full of joy.
充满了一个前面的盼望,
full of hope.
这从哪里来?
So where did this come from?
耶稣基督给的。
It came from Jesus.
那一次让我里面有一个很大的一个确信。
That time, it gave me a very deep conviction.
信耶稣的人已经越过了死亡。
So those who have believed in Jesus have already passed on from death to life.
已经出死入生。
So passed on from death to life.
所以这个叫我们很有压力的环境, 充满了平安。
So this experience that gave me a lot of pressure gave me a lot of peace.
这个平安你钱买不来的。
And this peace cannot be bought with money.
这个平安也不是说, 哎, 平安了, 平安你就平安了, 不会的。
This peace isn't like someone telling you, feel peaceful and you'll feel peaceful.
这个平安是耶稣基督受的鞭伤,
and this peace, but this peace is that Jesus suffered and died so that I can have this peace.
耶稣基督受的刑罚,
so Jesus suffered so that we can have peace.
这个平安后面是一个没有办法计算的代价。
So this peace is something that came at a great cost.
但是神把愿意接受耶稣基督做救主的人,
but God, through those who want to believe in Jesus,
在圣灵里面把平安持续地给他,
through the Holy Spirit, He gave us that peace continuously.
所以你什么时候如果愿意顺服圣灵在你心里面的真正的带领, 你就有平安。
So at what time when you decide to obey that spirit that is in your heart, that's tugging at your heart, you will have peace.
甚至这个平安能够叫你可以有能力来经历不合理的环境。
And this peace can cause you to have the strength to confront situations where you are not good.
你知道我们这个人都是讲道理讲习惯的。
So for us, we're very used to talking about these truths, these ideas.
常常是我们没道理, 我们都要把它讲得有道理。
So oftentimes when we have no logic, we still try to infuse logic.
所以我们常常是拒绝那些我们觉得不舒服的环境。
So we often reject, you know, situations where we're not comfortable.
我们拒绝那些我们不想进入的那些我们觉得不好的情况。
We try to avoid situations where we don't want to be there.
但是耶稣基督借着圣灵所给你的平安。
But the peace that the Holy Spirit gives you, that God gives you,
让你有一个特殊的能力,
gives you an ability.
这里不是自找苦吃,
this is not an ability to find trouble and enjoy it.
这是神要借着那个机会, 建立你, 也让你确定, 在你里面的能力是超越的能力。
This is God wanting to use that difficult circumstance to confirm that you have God's spirit in you.
所以信耶稣不是信了之后以后都是一帆风顺, 就是都是顺利的事情。
So this is not saying that once you're a believer, everything is going to be good in your life.
但是呢, 没有应许你都是顺利的事情, 但应许平安给你。
So he doesn't promise perfect circumstances, but he promises peace in your life.
你懂我的意思吗?
Do you understand?
你都 环境不是顺利的环境,
so your circumstances are not going to be good, peaceful circumstances.
或者你遇到的情况不是合理的, 不是从你觉得是合理的,
or these situations may not make sense or be logical for you.
也许这个环境不会马上改变,
maybe these circumstances won't immediately change.
但是有一个特别, 神把耶稣基督的平安 放在你的里面。
But the one defining trait is that Jesus will put this peace inside of you.
有平安的人跟没有平安有什么差别?
So what's the difference between those who have peace and those who don't?
没有平安, 没有安息的人, 常常像热锅上的蚂蚁, 蹦蹦跳,
those who don't have peace are often like ants on a pan. They are always nervous.
而且不但是非常的紧张, 非常的忧虑, 而且想尽一切自己认为好的方法,
but not only nervous and worried, but they often use their own reasoning.
你有没有经历过一种你不断想办法, 但是呢, 你越想办法, 你就越落入一种恶性循环的 那个循环里面。
Have you ever been in a circumstance where you've tried to use your own strength to fix things, but it just got worse and worse?
啊，通常我们都觉得我们很聪明，我只要多想几个办法，我就把不好的状况变成好的状况。
So we often try to be very smart. We're like, you know, I'm going to try to use my own power and try to make this bad circumstance into something good.
但是你看事情哈，你不能只看了几分钟。或者那短短的时间。
But you can't only look at it for a few minutes or for that short period of time.
许多时候在很短的时间，我们觉得这很好。我认为这样不好，变成我这样，我在这个短时间我觉得好。
Often we can use our minds to tell ourselves that this thing is actually good for a few moments.
等等，你要把时间拉长，你把你看的范围扩大，结果你发现你是使自己。一直往一个恶性循环的漩涡掉下去。
But once this bad circumstance is dragged out for a long period of time, you find out that you're only self-deluding yourself.
因为你不是从悬崖上掉下去，你是下楼梯，你是一阶一阶下去，感觉不深刻。
Because it's not that you dropped immediately down, but it's that you're slowly descending.
这是常常发生的事情。
So this often occurs.
只有对自己诚实的人才会知道说，哦，原来我落入这样的情况。
Only those who are honest with themselves will realize that they are in such a bad state.
如果你还愿意活在幻想里面呢，你不会承认这件事。
If you continue to tell yourself or live in imagination, you won't be able to realize this.
但是有平安的人可以怎么样？
But those who have peace, what can they do?
有平安的人可以等候神。
Those who have peace, they can depend on God.
神既然可以在历史上，在你我们跟整个历史比起来，根本就没有办法算，对不对？
So God can do so throughout all history. God can use it.
神借着整个历史来显明耶稣基督是唯一的拯救。
So through history, God revealed that Jesus is the only way to salvation.
你说神他既然能够在那么长、那么大的时间，在那么多地方工作，在我们身上，他没有办法吗？
So God can do so many different things throughout history and time.Are you saying that God can't do anything in your life?
其实我们的状况、我们的问题、我们的需要，在他眼前看起来，这是一个非常非常微不足道的东西。
So our worries and our difficulties in our lives in front of Him is a very small thing.
你愿意等候他
？If you are willing to depend on Him,
等候耶和华不但有平安，等候耶稣基督的不但有平安，而且必不羞愧。
So if you depend and wait on Jesus, like you will have peace.And you will not be mistaken.
这是可以经历的。
This is something that you can.
你等候他，你就不羞愧。
If you depend on him, you will not be mistaken. You will not regret it.
所以你要来到耶稣基督的面前。
So you must come before Jesus.
你来等候他。
You must wait on him.
所以他把平安给我们。
So that he will give us peace.
他不但把平安给我们。
So not only did God give us peace.
他因着我们继续的跟随他。
But because we continue to follow him.
在平安的这个基础上来跟随他。
Because we continue to follow him in the ways of peace.
他要在跟随人里面创造一个超越性的盼望。
So he wants to create in us who follow him this hope.
你知道今天人最叹息的是什么？
So the one thing that people have the most today?
Sigh.
Yeah.
人最叹息的就是，我在这一生累积了这么多，但是呢，有一天我要走了，我要死掉。
So what do people regret the most? They regret that they have gathered or earned so much, and that they'll have to leave without it.
许多人知道这个，他就以后他就不再那么认真了。
So once people think about this regret, they don't work so hard anymore.
生不带来，死不带走，没什么好那么认真的。
So nothing brought nothing when I was born, nothing that I could take when I die.
死可以叫你一切的希望告一个终结。
So death can take away all the hope that you have.
但是耶稣基督借着你相信他，他给你的圣灵，在平安里面，他要把他给的盼望，那个超越的盼望放在你的里面。
But what God wants to do is He wants to put that hope inside of you.
所以信耶稣的人是越来越光明。
So those who believe in Jesus will become more and more hopeful.
什么叫越来越光明？
What do you mean by more and more
就是
hopeful, radiant, glorious,
光明就是
光明
walking light,
walking light,
yeah. 所以如果你愿意相信他
so if you decide to believe in him,
你就开始愿意过光明的生活
then you are willing to walk in the ways, in the way of light.
你一面可以活在神的光中当神告诉你有罪我就认罪
So not only are you willing to live in the light of God so when God tells you that you are walking in sin you stop
当神借着机会告诉我我有污秽我愿意把污秽除掉
When God tells us that we have a fault in us that we are willing to take away that fault
但是我们起头所能够知道的还是比较少的
But what we know initially is still very little
等到你越来越愿意顺服，你顺服越来越多，你就发现我需要除去，我需要从那个我从我从我身上需要除去的污秽是很多很多。
The more we obey God, the more we see that there are errors in our lives which we must get rid of in order to follow God.
那些的罪，那些污秽从我身上得赦免，得除去。
That sin in our lives will be taken away and will receive forgiveness from God.
神的光在我里面就越来越明亮。
When God's light is in us, it becomes more and more bright.
神的光在我们身上越来越明亮，我们在人的面前就越来越光明。
The more God's light shines in us, the more we will be able to show that light to others around us.
为什么有的时候，为什么这个有的基督徒他怎么那么诚实啊？
Why are some Christians so truthful?
为什么他受的损失，他还那么坦白地告诉我们？
Even when they receive a loss, they still are very truthful and tell.
因为他活在光中。
Because they are living in the light.
所以他愿意，人也活在光中。
So he wants to continue living in the light.
所以信耶稣其实不光是个人的事。
So believing in Jesus is not just something for every individual.
那刚才我们看了那个饼，一面是代表耶稣基督的身体。
So we saw the bread earlier. It represents Jesus' body.
他为了要救我们，他的身体必须要为我们舍了。
In order to save us, he needed to sacrifice his body.
但是那个饼，另外一面的意义是代表信耶稣的人。
But on the flip side, this bread also represents believers.
这神把所有信耶稣的人变成一个饼。
So God caused all believers to come together to become one body.
那就是基督的身体。
That is Christ's body.
所以信耶稣的人就进入这个身体里面。
So those who have believed in Jesus will enter into this body.
所以我们是在一个身体里面。
So we are in the same body together.
那如果我们在一个身体里面，如果他学医的，他知道，如果他的某个器官在那里跟另外一个器官在那里 fight， 在那里打来打去。
For those in the body, if there are certain organs or certain cells in the body that are fighting against each other，
那这什么意思？这生病了吗？
And what meaning is this? This is disease.
不但是生病，而且恐怕就走向死亡。
And not only disease, but it could lead to death.
但是主知道，主知道，我们如果凭着我的旧生命是不可能再站起来。
So God knows that if we live according to what we used to be, there's no way that this can happen.
所以他把平安给我，他又把超越性的盼望给我。
So not only does He give us peace, but He also gives us hope.
他又把我跟其他人放在一起
and he also places us with other people
那就是我要有接受神借着他帮助我的能力
so I have to accept the strength that God gives me through others
那他也要有接受神借着我帮助他的能力
and others must also accept the strength that I give them through God
所以这个身体是不是变成有功用了
so this body then becomes useful
不但自己能健康而且把健康带给团体
Not only can we individually be healthy, but we can bring this life to those around us.
所以任何一个团体，如果有真正能够顺服耶稣基督的基督徒在当中
，So if any group of Christians have the ability to obey God, God is among them.
那个团体是蒙福的
，And that group is blessed.
有的人看不出来
，Some people can't see it.
有的人可以看得出来
，Some people can see this.
啊。有的人虽然说啊，我不太想信耶稣。
Some people say, "Oh, I don't really want to believe in Jesus."
但是我愿意跟信耶稣人做朋友。
I want to be friends with Christians.
为什么呢
？Why?
至少信耶稣人是比较容易相处的。
Because Christians may be easier to get along with.
有的老板自己不信耶稣。
Some bosses don't believe in Jesus.
但是呢，他找员工，他一定要找基督徒。
But when he's looking for people for work, he wants to find Christians.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他知道信耶稣人不愿意说谎，他也不敢说谎。
Because he knows that Christians are afraid or they refuse to lie.
他是利用了信耶稣人的好处。
He's using the good that Christians have.
但是神的心意是叫我们一起能够在可以彼此能够在一个健康的状态底下能够彼此一起来认识主。
But what God truly wants is that together, in a healthy environment, that we can together know God.
所以你知道这个生命是后面有这个后面是有个强大的生命在后头的。
So there is this strong power that's behind all this.
而且这里面这个生活是代表是充满了一些奇妙的。
And this life is truly marvelous, like we don't understand it.
如果你有时间给我的话，我可以啊跟你讲很多很多故事。
If you give me some time, I can give you a lot of stories.
我今天是不可能。
So I don't have time today.
真的是这样。
But this is true.
神是他愿意把人都召集到他的面前。
God truly desires to gather everyone together.
而且来享受他创造的丰富。
And to enjoy what he has created.
你知道神不是要我们只是一个怎么讲里面神不要我们里面充满了那些苦毒啊。
God doesn't want us to be filled with bitterness.
神要我们能够在他的创造里面享受他创造的丰富。
But he wants us to enjoy what he has created.
神也乐意我们在新造里面被建造成为他所给我们预计的那个荣耀的光景。
And he wants to mold us and make us into the image that he has in mind for us.
所以这个生命不但有平安，这个生命带来建造自己、建造别人的能力。
So not only does this life give us peace, but it also gives us the ability to help each other and grow each other.
所以如果在一个社会来讲的话，那个真正信耶稣、跟随耶稣的人如果多的话，你会发现那个社会呢是非常的和谐的。
So if we talk on a societal level, if you find a lot of people who are truly Christians living among them, society would be better.
那另外一个方面，这个生命带着接纳的能力。
So not only that, but this life has an acceptance.
这个接纳能力不是光接纳你喜欢的人。
So this ability is not only to accept and acknowledge those who you like.
这个接纳是接纳，甚至你能够接纳那些跟你完全在天然上相反的。
But this is an ability that allows you to accept even those who are totally oppositely opposed to what you believe.
所以接纳本身是一件不容易的事情。
Acceptance is a very difficult thing.
如果接纳的人，如果要接纳别人的人，自己身上没有强大的生命能力的话，他可能会因为接纳的缘故，他自己就失常了。
It's very difficult if you do not have the strong power. When you are trying to accept others, you may lose your own.
我们不用讲什么太遥远的事情。
So we don't have to talk about something so difficult.
如果你有个客人来住你家，
if you have a guest that's living at your home,
如果他不住你家，跟你吃顿饭，那吃顿饭就这么短时间，一个小时、两个小时、三个小时，对不对？
If he's just eating a meal at your house, it's only a couple hours.
但是呢，现在不是光吃顿饭，现在住你家住一个礼拜。
But let's say it's not just one meal. He lives at your house for a week.
你发现住一礼拜跟吃顿饭不一样了。
So you see that living for a week at your house versus eating a meal at your house are very
different. 吃顿饭容易多了。
It's much easier to just have a meal together.
现在不是住一个礼拜，住一个月。
So what if it's not live a week? What if it's a month?
你会发现，如果里面那个接受他住人里面没有强大的生命能力的话，他可能这个月之后呢，跟那个人都闹翻了。
So if you don't have a lot of this life power in you, after a month you'll probably be fighting with them a lot.
但是神给信耶稣人，因为耶稣基督接纳我们，使得我们有接纳的能力。
So, but because what God gave us is that because God has accepted us, so we are able to accept others.
任何一个基督徒, 他愿意接纳另外一个基督徒或者非基督徒, 是因为他经历到耶稣基督对他的接纳。
Any Christian who has the ability to accept others, whether it be Christians or non-Christians, is only because he has experienced God accepting him.
如果他经历的那个接纳, 耶稣基督给他的接纳越多, 他接纳别人的能力就越大。
The more he experiences God, Jesus accepting him, the more he is able to accept those around him.
你说信耶稣好不好?
So do you say that believing Jesus is good?
神给你接纳的能力。
God gives you the ability to accept others.
我们不要讲远, 很可能在一个家里面, 父母对孩子就没有接纳能力。
So maybe in a house, parents do not accept their kids.
有各种的理由,这个孩子不好,不好,不好。
Or you have a lot of problems with your kids.
同时,做孩子对父母也没有接纳的能力。
And sometimes kids do not have this peace and acceptance of their parents.
有各种的原因,说我的父母这样,这样,这样,那样的问题。
There are many reasons like, oh, my parents, this and that are wrong with them.
所以可能怎么样?
So what happens is?
可能虽然住在一个房子里面, 确实非常困难。
So even though you live in the same house, it is a very difficult house to live in.
只要当中有一部分的人接受耶稣基督的接纳,
However, if there are some people there who have experienced this acceptance from God,
这个接纳的经历就在那进行当中,
then this experience will be shown among that house.
我讲的是正面的经历,
so I'm talking about real life experience.
他要把耶稣基督的接纳能够带进
So taking that acceptance from God and bringing it into acceptance among others.
你能想象这个能力有多大吗?
Can you imagine how great this ability is?
这超过数学可以算的。
So this is more than what math can calculate.
所以耶稣基督是我们的救主。
So Jesus is our God.
福音就是耶稣基督。
So the gospel is Jesus.
就是神的儿子。
Is the Son of God.
你缺少接纳的能力, 你到他面前来。
If you lack an accepting heart, come before Him.
你到他面前, 你尝尝他怎样接纳你,
Go to Jesus and experience how God accepts you.
你就发现,他若允许一个跟你在接纳上很困难的人, 他是要让你更丰富地尝到他的接纳所带来的果效。
So if God gives you this experience of having someone difficult to accept, He is allowing you to be able to experience Him more, His acceptance more.
所以是为什么有很多人信主,在他或他家发生重大的变化。
So that's why a lot of people, when they become Christians, there's a great change in their own households.
就发生在我弟弟家,
Just happened to my younger brother's family.
我弟弟家本来是要离婚,
So my younger brother, he was planning to divorce, he was planning to completely dissolve the family.
而且这个拆散,我都没办法想象是多么艰难的状态。
And this divorce, can't imagine how difficult it was going to be.
但是就是因着我弟媳妇信耶稣, 然后他带他的儿子女儿信耶稣。
But not only did my younger brother believe, and his wife and his kids,
他又带他的父母亲信耶稣,
he even brought his own parents to believe in Jesus.
然后神又在我弟弟身上做了奇妙的工作,
and then God did a miraculous work in my younger brother's life.
所以使得彼此本来不能接纳的,
so those who cannot accept each other,
后来全家团圆。
But then the whole family were able to stay together and accept each other.
他有一次请我去吃饭。
So once he invited me for a meal.
那是这个事情发生过之后呢, 他们真正的不再离婚这件事情。
So that was after all the circumstances and when they decided they were not going to divorce.
他们在我面前宣告这件事情。
In front of me, they declared that they were not going to think about divorcing.
然后第二天呢,我吃完饭之后,第二天呢,他们全家就飞到韩国去玩去了。
So the next day after the meal, they all went to Korea to enjoy, have a vacation together.
这个是你要经历的。
So this is something you need to experience.
尤其是如果你喜欢抱怨别人,
especially if you like to complain about others.
尤其是你喜欢找这个问题找那个问题,
especially if you like to find fault in others.
尤其是你喜欢用这个理由去解释那个,
especially if you like to explain things this way and that way.
有的时候你讲的理由可能是对的,
sometimes your reasoning may be right.
有的时候你讲的理由可能是适合的,
maybe sometimes your reasoning is reasonable.
但是很多的时候可能是不适合的,
oftentimes it's not appropriate.
有的时候是因为你缺少接纳的能力,
sometimes it's because you do not have that spirit of acceptance.
所以这是我们在神面前蒙的恩典,
so this is something that we can experience before.
不但有接纳能力, 还有承担的能力,
not only this ability to accept, also this ability to bear.
你可以就是要承担别人的东西, 承担别人的重担,
this ability to endure the burdens of others.
这是什么能力?
So what ability is this?
这是吃亏的能力,
this ability to accept.
不是, 这是蒙祝福的能力,
no, this is not an ability, but this is an ability to bless others.
你有能力能够承担,
you have an ability to endure,
不管它合理不合理,
whether it's reasonable or unreasonable.
表示你这一个人是个给祝福的人,
that means that you are a person that blesses others.
你这个人是带进建造的人,
this is, you're a person who is able to come to encourage, build each other up.
所以这是很宝贵的,
so this is something very precious.
所以你想想看, 信耶稣有这些身上, 这些事情要在你身上发生,
so if you become a Christian, these things can happen in your life.
不只是罪得赦免,
not only forgiveness of sins,
不只是你得到平安,
not only that you have peace,
不只是你不再像热锅上的蚂蚁在那乱跳,
not only do you not be always nervous and worried,
你要过一个平静安稳的生活,
but that you can live a peaceful and fruitful life.
平静安稳不是没有力量, 平静安稳里面是强大的能力在里头,
peaceful is not because you're weak, but because you have this strong power inside of you.
你要过一个有盼望的生活,
that you have a hopeful life.
如果你愿意,今天就是个开始的机会,
if you are willing, today can be a day in which this happens, this starts.
我想刚才那首诗歌, 你的欢迎声音,
I think that hymn that we sang earlier,
在我们唱诗歌之前, 我们有个祷告,
so before we sing a hymn, let's have a word of prayer.
请大家都闭眼睛, 都低头,
so can everyone close their eyes?
在我们开始祷告之前,
so before we start the prayer,
我想今天我们坐在我们当中的朋友,
I think the friends who are sitting among us here today,
我想问你一个问题,
I want to ask you a question.
这样的耶稣基督, 值不值得你信靠?
This Jesus, is he worthy of your consideration?
他已经为你完成了不但是救赎的工作,
not only did he do a work of salvation in your life,
他不但是完成救赎的工作, 他已经在你生命的前途上面 给你一个特殊的安排,
not only did he do a salvation, but he also worked in your life.
不管是你可能要面对的艰难,
no matter what difficulties you may face,
不管是你可能要面对的死亡,
and the death that you may face,
或者是你觉得人生不知道盼望在哪里,
or the hopelessness that in your life,
你是不是愿意成为一个有盼望的人?
Are you willing to become a person with hope?
你是不是愿意成为一个光明的人?
Are you willing to become a person who walks in the light?
你是不是愿意成为一个充满的平安, 不管在任何的环境里面充满了神给你的平安?
Are you willing to be in any circumstance filled with peace that God gives you?
你是不是愿意成为一个在平安里面来奔跑前面的路的人?
Do you want to be a person who can continue walking in life with peace in your heart?
如果你愿意的话, 你愿不愿意向耶稣基督表示一下？
If you are willing, would you be willing to tell Jesus that?
这个表示就是你向他举手，让他把平安给你，让他把赦罪给你。
You could show God this, by raising your hand so that you accept that God saves you from your sin.
所以愿意得到耶稣基督成为你的救主的，麻烦你举个手。
If you are willing to believe in Jesus, please raise your hand.
他的平安要进到你的里面。
His peace will enter into you.
他那个 无穷强大的生命大能要在你里面。
His life power can enter into you.
他那胜过死亡的权势，那个能力要在你里面。
This power and this ability of resurrection of the dead, he can put it in your life.
你是不是愿意有的复活的能力在你里面？
Are you willing to have this resurrection power in your life, this life in you?
你愿不愿意在他面前做个清省的人？
Are you willing to become clean before him?
你愿不愿意耶稣基督今天我们在波饼里面所纪念的这一个成就的工作 是为着你自己的？
Are you willing that this bread and the cup, this what God has accomplished through this, that it will be accomplished in your life.
这个是他已经做成的工作。
This is something that he has already done in your life.
他已经做成。
He already did the work.
他只需要你心向他打开。
He just needs you to open your heart to him.
他只需要你向他表示你愿意。
He just needs you to tell him that you are willing.
如果你愿意的话，你向他举手，这不是向我举手，向他举手。
If you're willing, please raise your hand. You're not raising it for us, but you're raising it to God.
让你有机会也跟我们来一起纪念他。
That you have an opportunity to understand him more with us.
是不是有这样的人？是不是有这样的朋友？
Is there a friend here who is like that?
你把手能向他举一下。
You may raise your hand for him.
谢谢谢谢，先放下。
Thank you. You can put it down.
好，谢谢，先放下，谢谢。
Okay. Thank you. You can place it down.
还有吗？
Are there others?
还有吗？愿意得到耶稣基督复活生命的？
Are there others who are willing to receive this life from Jesus?
你向他举一下。
Raise it for him.
你心里向他打开。
Open up your heart to him.
因为神的意念是平安的意念。
Because this peace that God gives is for you.
神是眷顾人的神。
God, strengthens each one.
他愿意看顾我们。
He is willing to look after us.
Yeah. 你今天愿意接受他在你生命中的看顾，在你生命中的引导吗？
If you are willing to accept his care and his guidance,
你愿意的话，你向他举个手。
If you are willing, please raise your hand.
谢谢，请放下。
Thank you. You may put it down.
还有吗？
Are there others?
还有愿意要接受他的吗？
Are there others who are willing to accept him?
还有吗？
Are there?
这是你一生重大的机会。
This is a great opportunity in your life.
神用了整个历史的时间来等你。
God used all of history to wait for you.
他用你想象不出来大能来为你成就救赎的工作。
He used an unspeakable power to be able to work this power in you.
你只要心向他打开。
As long as you open your heart to him.
让神借着耶稣基督成全你的那样的信心成为你的信心。
That through this, God will make his faith your faith.
还有愿意接受的吗？
Are there the others who are willing to believe?
还有吗？
Are there?
还有吗？
Are there?
好，刚才举手的，或者现在没有，或者没有举手的，我在祷告的时候，我讲一句，你跟我讲一句。
So for those who raise their hand and also those who haven't.When I say a phrase, you repeat after me.
主耶稣
Dear Lord Jesus,
要请弟兄姊妹帮忙一下，好吧？主耶稣
So may brothers and sisters help.
谢谢你 让我知道你是那位神所应许的救赎主。你也以死而复活，显出你是神的儿子。
复活神是儿子。
你照着应许来担当我们的罪。
照着应许担当我们的罪。
赦免我们的罪恶。你也照着应许要把复活的能力、复活的生命赐给我。
你照着应许复活的能力赐。
把平安赐给我。把你那奇妙的大能放在我的里面。
奇妙的大能放在我里面。
我谢谢你。
我谢谢你。
我接受你做我个人的救主。
我接受你做我个人的救主。
虽然我的认识还很少。
虽然我认识还很少。
虽然我还不太清楚我自己的状况。但是我愿意照着今天所明白的。
今天所明白的，
接受你做我个人的救主，
接受你做我个人的救主，
并且带领我走一生的道路，
并且带领我走一生的道路，
使我走在光明中，
使我走在光明中，
使我脱离一切的黑暗，
我脱离一切的黑暗。
谢谢你今天让我听到这个福音，
谢谢你让我今天听到这个福音，
这福音就是你自己，
这福音就是你自己。
也谢谢你让我知道波饼的意义。
谢谢你让我知道波饼的意义。
他是告诉我你已经为我死。
他是告诉我你已经为我死。
你已经为我流血。
已经为我流血。
你已经为我身体裂开。
你已经为我身体裂开。
我愿意接受这宝血。
我愿意接受这宝血。
我愿意接受这生命的工作。
愿意接受这生命的工作。
愿你复活的大能大大的充满我。
愿你复活的大能大大充满。
让我可以见证你的复活生命在我身上。
让我见证你的复活生命在我身上。
谢谢主耶稣。
谢谢主耶稣。
奉主耶稣基督的名。
奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。
好，我们把那首诗歌再唱一下，好。
So we'll sing that hymn again.
那个有没有书给他们？好，那个哎，李弟兄
，I'm Brother Lee，You come up。
一缕欢迎声音，走我。Thank you.
Thankful Lord.
我们有些书要给这些刚才已经举手或者你还确实愿意认识主的，给他们给每一位能够有这个书籍，我们请这个高弟兄过来一下。
So we have some books that we'd like to give if you raise your hand or if you would like to believe in Jesus.
或许你可以到前面来，若是你不在意的话。
So if you don't mind, if you would come to the front, we'd like to give you some books.
举下手，我们可以送过来。
So you can raise your hand, we'll give you.
刚才有举手的，或现在你愿意也可以。举下手，高弟兄会把书送给你。
So whether you raise your hand earlier or whether you would like to receive it now, you can raise your hand and we'll give you some books.
非常祝贺这些今天有这个勇气、有这个福分能够接受主。
So we're very thankful that you are willing to believe in Jesus today. Are there others?
前面的这个愿意认识的也好,
if you're willing to know a little more,
<笑>还有没有?
Are there others?
好，感谢主啊！我们下面有点报告的时间。
So we thank the Lord. Afterwards, we have a few announcements.
我们先欢迎是第一次来到我们当中的朋友和弟兄姐妹。
First, we want to welcome brothers, friends, or sisters here for the first time.
我们在提到你名字的话，我们请你站起来，让我们大家欢迎你来到我们当中。
When I mention your name, please stand up so that we can see and welcome you.
Okay. 我们首先第一位是请欢迎吕丽萍女士跟吕依依女士。 小朋友啊, oh, okay, 对不起。 Okay, 好, 欢迎您。 好, 下面欢迎简浩天先生。 Okay, 欢迎, okay. 下面是, 骆宇阳。 Okay, 欢迎。 我们这边一位是赵静阳女士，欢迎您。还有没有在这里面提到你名字？您是第一次来到我们当中的，可不可以请您站起来，简单的自我介绍一下？
Did I miss anyone who's new today? If so, can you introduce yourself after standing up?
好，没有的话呢，我们待会在爱宴的时候，我们一起吃饭的时候，可以能够彼此认识。During
lunchtime, we can get to know each other better.
好，很快的几件事情报告。
A couple of quick announcements to make.
今天晚上七点呢，有上行之士的这个查经聚会。Tonight
at 7 is the gathering for the Song of Ascents.
那地点是在杨宗汉弟兄家。At
Brother Yang's house.
那下个周六呢，下午呢有两个聚会。Two
next Saturday there are two gatherings in the afternoon.
那三点钟呢，在李成军家有这个中老年人的团契的聚会。At
3 is the Adult and Senior Fellowship. In Brother Larry's house.
那下午两点钟呢，Mark弟兄的母亲的安息聚会，在这个Montclair Community Church，所以请弟兄姐妹可以安排时间能够参加这个聚会。
2 p.m.
2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. on the same day is the memorial for Brother Mark's mother in the Montclair State
Montclair's, no, Community Church.
Montclair Community Church.